Hey Raider Nation, this is Raiderette Kelly signing on for my fourth season with football's fabulous females. What keeps me coming back to the Raiderettes every year is that I'm so passionate about dancing and being a part of a team. The Raiderettes are extremely unique because we're the best cheerleading squad in the NFL. We rated number one last year and we hope to make that second year in a row. My name being called for Raiderette of the Year last year was the best feeling I've ever felt.
Kelly Lack!
I was not expecting my name to be called, and just to know that they wanted me to represent them at the Pro Bowl was amazing. Raider Nation, this is Raiderette Kelly, and I want to thank you all for your continuous support, and I look forward to seeing you on game day.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, JT. It's time to check in with Jeanette Thompson. We had a great time with her last Sunday at MetLife Stadium as the Raiders took on the Giants. Jeanette, what do you have for us this week?
Thanks, JT. It was great seeing you in New York as well. Earlier this season, free safety Usama Young and some of his teammates participated in a special tournament that has raised nearly $4 million over 15 years for a number of local charities.
We're in Livermore at Campo de Bocce. I never played. I don't think any of my guys have ever played, but we're going to see what it's all about. We just had a clutch performance by our team over here. I didn't know you could decide walls. Oh, man, this is a new strategy going on. We're up right now. I think we're up 3-1 or 4-1. It's an intense game, as you can see, man.
Yeah,
we're going at it. We are in sudden death / overtime. We need a clutch performance right here, man. We need it.
He didn't even do anything.
I did.
He was cheering.
It's an event for all the pro teams in the Bay Area, but the Raiders right now seem to have the greatest influence on everything.
Campo de Bocce was a good time. The best part of the day, meeting the Hall of Famer, John Madden.
We out.
Usama also took some time to sit down with me one-on-one for an interview.
There were other people asking for you to come and play for them. Why the Raiders?
First off, I knew the head coach. That was a major pull. And I knew several other guys here already. And in free agency, you have your options. You visit different teams and, you know, I wanted to be a part of something special. I saw a group that was going to, I think, is going to turn things around.
Rivers back will take a deep shot. He'll throw it away. It'll be intercepted by Usama Young.
I think the first unique thing about you is your name, Usama. Did you ever ask, how did I get this name, to your parents?
I never asked that, but I've asked what it meant. My parents, they told me when I was younger, lion-hearted. It was a South African general who had won several battles, several wars, and I was like, okay, that name fits me. And, you know, lion, now I got the dread, so I got the mane going, and I've embraced it. The name is powerful, and I'm not backing down from any battles. It's something that I've embraced, and I love it.
Have you embraced the Raider fans?
Oh, yeah. They've embraced me, talking to them before the games, pre-games, going out in the black hole. When I'm out and about, every now and then, someone will recognize me. They come and show support, show the love, to hear how loud they get when we make plays. And at the start of the game, it's major. That fuels us. And, you know, to constantly get that backing is a big deal.
Well, the fans love it when you are involved with the community and they get to see you as a person. I notice you do a lot of things with kids especially. Why is it that you do so much when you're off the field with this community in itself?
That's something that was instilled in me at a young age. I got 5 older brothers, and we'd go downtown. This was in D.C., around the Capitol, around the mall, and there was so many homeless people out there. We would just serve them hot meals, whatever it was that we could put together, and they loved it. Even though we didn't have a lot to give, we gave something. And now that I'm in the NFL playing with the Oakland Raiders, I see a community that they give us so much support, so much love. I got to give them something back. So I make sure to go out in the community, go out and talk to the kids, donation, wherever. It doesn't even matter. If it's money, if it's time, if it's just your energy, you know, I try and give it. And That's something that's near and dear to my heart.
It is third down and three. The blitz from the sides, from the corner, and Usama Young, and Young gets through and sacks Eli Manning back on the 21-yard line for a loss of five.
Coach Tarver, how would you describe him? What impact has he had on you as a player?
I say, first off, ball of energy. You know, he's always amped up, always revved up. Second, I have to say he's intelligent, smart as ever. He knows what he's doing with the defense. He gets this going. If you don't have the motivation already, he's going to motivate you. But a guy like myself, I'm already self-motivated, but he pushes you to go to that next level.
A native of Washington, D.C., Usama has a youth foundation that aims to help children develop their academic and social skills. That's it for now. Back to you, JT.
Thanks, Jeanette. One quick story about Usama. In the preseason up at Napa, I watched him sign autographs from one end of the bleachers to the other. He's clearly a fan favorite, and I hope he has many great years wearing the silver and black. Thanks for joining us this week on the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Have an outstanding week.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.